coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to the Doug Hagman Show, bringing you the latest worldwide news. This is Ted Brower and Austin Brower. We are the hosts for the Hagman Show today, and we're looking forward to spending the next hour with you. And ManCow sent me a couple of memes this morning, and I kind of want to start with this because it's actually a little bit funny, and I guess we're going to have some funny stuff here today because we're going to have a pretty serious show with you guys today. But there's a picture of a four-star general, and he's walking with a Taliban member carrying an AK-47. This is a little cartoon. And the Taliban man is handing the general the flag. And he goes, "Here, take your flag with you." And the flag is the gay flag, the rainbow flag. There you go. What have we done to our military? We're now asking the American Airlines and other airlines to come in and try to extricate our citizens and other people from Afghanistan, that they be taken out because the military is incapable of actually sending planes in, I guess, that aren't civilian to take people out. And there was another meme that ManCow sent me, and it said the Taliban has a new announcement. All LGBTQIA new pronouns are and were. Are, was, and were. In other words, they were here. They was here, and they're no longer here. And you know, I need to say something, and I've talked about this so much over the years, is the hermaphroditic agenda. They want us transhumanistic hermaphrodites is the goal here. And we talked about this last week, you know, with Carrie Maggi when she was on the show with us on Wednesday. And we need to understand what the final goal here is of this new world order, is to make it a hermaphroditic species. And the more I think about these entities that were found at Roswell, if you read the book by Colonel Corso, which was a New York Times bestseller called The Day After Roswell, it'll get your attention because they were pretty much hermaphroditic, the entities that were found on these spacecraft. Now you think, well, gosh, Ted, you're starting here on a Monday morning. Yeah, I have to, guys. I have no option at this point because this whole show is going to be kind of strange today. And what we have here is a situation where the United States has found itself under the control of a sex, death, hermaphroditic weirdo cult. And we have this group that's running the planet right now, and they're pushing for their new world order. So when I see something like this, a meme, it lets people know that they really are doing this to us right now as we speak. You know, back in 2015, it's interesting, the FDA had a big, how should I say, vaccines and related biological projects, and they were talking about what was going on with the COVID vaccine. And, you know, and also on October 22nd on 2020, they also did another big thing specifically on the COVID, and they talked about the death jab and what it would do and how it would cause heart damage, clotting, and ravage children. Now, they actually had a slide up, and the slide said that possible side effects of the COVID jab were Guillain-Barre syndrome, acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, transverse myelitis, encephalitis, convulsions and seizures and strokes, narcolepsy, anaphylactic shock, acute myocardial infarction, heart attacks, myocarditis, pericarditis, which caused the myocarditis caused permanent damage and scarring to the heart. Remember, the myocarditis, 66% death rate within 5 years, autoimmune diseases, deaths, pregnancy and birth outcomes as far as people basically aborting their fetuses, other acute demyelinating diseases, non-anaphylactic allergic reactions, disseminated intravascular coagulation or clotting, venous thrombolism, arthritis, joint pain, Kawasaki disease, multi-symptom inflammatory syndrome in children, and vaccine-enhanced disease. They actually had a slide up, and I have a picture of it posted on the website. Sharon will have a picture of it set out on the Instagram account today, SD Brower, of the diseases they knew back in 2020 of what they were going to do to us. Guys, listen to me. This is really important right now. You know, Austin's sick. His wife's sick. Kids are sick. My wife is sick. I've got a really good friend of mine who was best man in my wedding with Sharon 38 years ago. He's in the hospital right now. His name is Gene. And short of some type of, how should I say, miraculous intervention, there's a real high probability he's not going to be here. So we've got all of this stuff happening. If you guys will pray for him, I'd appreciate it. And all of this stuff is happening right now all over the world. This is just not isolated with my family. I told you guys years ago, and I don't like to be the I told you so guy, but this is something I've got to repeat again, that they were never going to nuke us. They were never going to send a tidal wave. They were never going to hit us with a meteorite. They were going to do all that stuff. They were going to get us with biologicals. I don't know if all of this stuff that's happening right now is because of antibody-induced enhancement and the mutation of these different types of coronaviruses and these different mutations of these different vaccines from shedding, or if they've released another brand new variant that they're calling the Delta variant into the general population globally. I don't know if it was dispersed using aerosol. I don't know if it was dispersed using vaccines. I don't know how it was dispersed. All I know is what we have right now is much worse than what we had a year and a half ago. I will tell you that. I believe antibody-induced enhancement is going to kill a lot of people. I also believe that once we get to the cold and flu season and people start taking their flu shots, we're going to have another huge amount of death rates. And I also believe, as we are already seeing, that they are continuing to blame all of this on the unvaxxed to try to force more and more people into the death shot. Donald Trump did another rally. This Kabbalist, Masonic, lackey, completely compromised man called Donald Trump was booed on the platform when he told everybody to get the vaccine. I mean, he's the one who started Operation Kill Shot. You can also call it Operation Warp Speed if you'd like. He's the one who's continuing to push the narrative, the mainstream, and the mainstream, how should I say, butchers, that would you call them, of medicine, that are killing people intentionally by injecting this into them. Donald Trump is the person, the individual, the Kabbalist, I believe he's a Kabbalist, who has done this. I believe he's a high-level Mason. I believe that too. I'm hammering him pretty hard right now. Who in the world steps away from your base, and everybody knows how bad this shot is, that they're booing him for it? And how much longer will people continue to attend his rallies and listen to this pathetic rhetoric? Mancow told me he spoke with Roger Stone this weekend and said that Mancow spoke with Roger Stone. Roger Stone told Mancow that if Trump doesn't stop promoting and pushing the vaccine, he's going to lose his base. That's how bad this is. You know, a lot of you like Mike Lindell. I'm to the point now, I don't care for Mike Lindell. Now, go ahead and fuss at me. I had one of you guys send me a really nasty letter about that. But Mike Lindell has slammed Rick Wiles in True News now, saying that they're Antifa paid. Got the video. Mike, say one thing about you may like Mike, you may like Rick Wiles, you may not like Rick Wiles or True News. I don't know. Your call on this, but I can tell you this. He talks about the Kabbalists like I do, and there's no way he's being paid by Antifa. No way. And Michael Dell slandered the man. And so, but in now True News is actually saying they're going to file a lawsuit on him if he doesn't apologize. Now, whether that happens or not, I don't know. All I know is this. We are being so lied to from so many different angles that the amount of disinformation and disingenuous information that's being pumped into the American population, particularly the patriot community, look what happened on January the 6th, is unprecedented. At the rallies, why doesn't Donald Trump talk about why he did not pardon everybody on January the 6th? Why does he not talk about how he made a horrible, horrible error with Operation Warp Speed? Why doesn't he talk about how Donald Trump's, how should I say, executive orders and almost everything he did while he was a president for 4 years that was undone within the first 6 weeks by Joe Biden via executive orders that was pushed through the Justice Department by demand that Donald Trump put in power there to be attorney general. None of this is being addressed in these meetings. Everybody's got the hoopla, roulette going. Donald, we want you back. Donald, we want you back. I do not want Donald Trump back. Now, many of you are saying, well, you think this is going to be better under Joe Biden? No. No, but this is what the reality is right now under Joe Biden. And the military has been ineffective for years, even under Donald Trump. Remember, he tried to implement the military to go to the southern border and protect it. They ignored him. They ignored him. They wouldn't do it. Refused to. All of this stuff, the southern border remained open under Donald Trump. Don't forget that. He's the one who rewrote the laws using ATF for bump stocks. He's the one who had his daughter go to every member of Congress in the Senate and push red flag gun laws. This is Donald Trump. This is what Donald Trump did. And Donald Trump's now standing at these rallies pretending like he's something that he's not. He's another Kabbalist Masonic lackey as far as I'm concerned. Look at his hand signals and all the Masonic gesturing that he does. Look at the way he shakes people's hands. It's on and on and on and on and on. And guys, you've got to see it. Now, you're listening to this show today, and I'm not basically cutting any slack on any of this today. I've had enough. We've got to wake up. These pansies in the pulpit, listen to me. Pastors, listen to me. If you're listening to this show, you ain't a pansy in a pulpit. You're a real pastor. You're a real man. You got to reach out to your other pastor friends that you have, because you know the circles you run in, and you've got to talk to them. They're so concerned about losing giving units and not making the budgets and not making their salary that they're relying on man and not God. The Bible says it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Listen to me. God's will done God's way never lacks God's support. This is the mainstream church, which is completely compromised through Zionism, through the Scofield Bible, and through the infiltration of many Christian churches by Masonic pastors. The same thing they did with the Catholic Church, with Masonic leaders back in the 40s and the 50s. There are literally thousands of Masonic pastors in the Southern Baptist churches in the southern parts of the United States right now. Just thought I'd let you guys know that. So were they infiltrated? Were they put into the church and into the pulpit to destroy Christianity? We've got the name it, blab it, grab it group that never stops. All they want is more and more and more stuff for themselves. And they're so scared that if they tell their groups, and these aren't the Masonic guys aren't going to tell anybody anything. The name it blab it boys, if they aren't Masonic, are so scared of their personal lifestyles, their personal private jets, their personal multi-million-dollar mansions they live in, that they're afraid they're going to lose that lifestyle, they refuse to tell the people in their church the truth. Listen to me, pastors. I said all this to say this. You're about to lose your giving units. They're about to die. They're about to die of antibody-induced enhancement because you didn't tell them not to get the vaccine. They're about to die because they have a vitamin D deficiency because you didn't tell them to get vitamin D. They're about to die because their immune systems are shot because so many people around them are sick and they're being hospitalized with pneumonia. You're about to lose your congregations and you're about to lose your giving units because you, pastor, didn't tell them the truth. Now, as far as my listeners now, and I know you guys do this too, you have to tell your friends about this show or pick any other show that's telling you the truth. Don't care. I don't care. Start sending texts. Start sending emails. Get yourself banned and put in Facebook jail and Twitter jail and all these different Instagram jails. Go ahead and have that happen. Go ahead and have them start putting up, this is fake information from this individual. Why don't you go ahead and have that to every single person in your contact list. And they rounded all those children up in Australia, thousands of them, and 10, 12 of them died from the jab this past week. They're having massive protests in Australia, but we're not being told about them on our mainstream news because nobody wants to go into the detail of what to do as far as stopping the government from doing all of this stuff. There are protests all over the world, but not here in the United States because we all are sitting around, as far as the Christians, either waiting to be raptured or waiting for Trump to come back in 3.5 years. This is nauseating. It's nauseating. I hope and I pray that Trump is not reelected and that we get a true patriot in there. Ron DeSantis seems like he's the obvious choice right now. Kristi Noem was doing pretty doggone good until she decided to not sign that transgender ban as far as in schools and high schools and sports in South Dakota. We've got a mess, guys. It's like I've told you before, I'm going to tell you again. We've got to start this at the grassroots level. All of us, and Austin and I have been doing it, need to go to your school board meetings. We don't have kids in the school, and complain about the transgender and the cultural Marxism and all the other stuff that they're putting in there as far as how bad white people are, critical race theory. We've got to go in and take care of it. I was speaking to another friend of mine yesterday who's deeply involved in research, and he said that they have found that a lot of the people in the local elections and local county commission meetings and local, how should I say, congressional leaders that are in their states have been given money and stock options out of China into private accounts. Yeah, not going to mention any names. But here's the thing. A lot of people are getting paid off via the Chinese. The Chinese are controlled through the Rothschild Cabalist Luciferian banking cartel. We've talked about this so many times. And the Chinese, the cultural revolution that happened over there in China was paid for by the Rothschild banking cartel. We've got to understand that. It's always the same Kabbalists that are doing all of this stuff because they're in league with their master Lucifer, or they call him Ein Sof. This is the ancient Canaanite religions. Listen to my show that we did on this network last Thursday and learn about the ancient Canaanite bloodletting human sacrifice rituals of the ancient Canaanite religions all the way back to Genesis chapter 6. I tied the points together. This is who's still running the planet. They're using Israel now as their giant petri dish because they hate the Jews just as much as they hate the Christians as they have just as much as they hate humans. Because the Kabbalists who run Israel, they're like an outcast group. They're like a group that not all the conservative Jews or the Orthodox Jews go along with. It's the Shabbat members that are doing all of this stuff. It's a doomsday cult. And they don't care if they sacrifice every one of the Jews in Israel and every one of the Christians on this planet and every single Muslim on the planet in order to bring in their new world order, to bring in their third temple, to bring in their Antichrist. That's all they care about. Remember that. It is the synagogue of Satan. The Bible is very clear about this in the book of Revelation that it is doing all of this stuff. You got to remember that. Now, you're saying to me that Jews are going to be saved? No, absolutely not. Every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord if you want to get saved. Now, I can't be more clear about that. I'm not going to pull a Joel Osteen and go, well, what about Jesus? I'm not going to do that. He did that on Larry King. I couldn't believe he did that. No. Every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's what's going to happen. Those are the people who are going to get saved. And I hope and I pray that every Jew and every Muslim and every Hindu and every Buddhist on the planet accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. I do. But we happen to be in a very specific group of people being Christians that we're in covenant with the Most High God through Jesus. And that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's why they want to kill the white people and kill all the Protestants and kill all the black patriots and all the black Christians. That's why they're after us and all Hispanic people that believe in Jesus. They want to kill all of us because they don't want the name of Jesus being spoken anymore. That's who this group is. And what they're doing is they're doing a full-blown, full-tilt, cloward and piven against the United States of America. Now, maybe you say, what is Cloward and Piven? Well, Cloward and Piven, they were two professors, basically, at Columbia University. They're both dead now. Good riddance. May they rot wherever they're going to rot. They were basically given the names as far as the way to destroy the United States of America by overwhelming the United States with social programs and communism to take down the republic. These people were basically the offshoots of the people that had come over from Russia through the Frankfurt School that basically decided to bring cultural Marxism into the United States. I posted these articles on Cloward and Piven on the website. You guys can read them. It's really important that we all understand what's happening right now and who's doing it. Ronald Reagan tried to warn us about this. He tried to warn us about the communists, and they killed him, or they tried to kill him his first 30, 40 days in office, and then they basically kept him medicated for the next 8 years while George Bush Sr., another high-level Masonic lackey, came in and ran the White House for 7, 8 years and then ran for his own term and continued to promote his little 1,000 points of light. Oh, yeah, that goes back to the Kabbalah tree, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, it does. And his New World Order. Unbelievable. Austin, that's my rant for the Monday morning. What's your next story?
That's a solid one. You know, I've gotten a few emails. Everybody's asked, you know, how are you doing? I'm perfectly fine. I'm just kicking this stuff out quick. The kids got it from basically exposure to a kid that tested positive, and they all got it, and I held out pretty good. But what I started doing, as soon as I started feeling bad over the weekend, I started hammering everything. I mean, hammering the black seed, hammering the C, hammering the D. And the biggest thing that you have to get ahead of it is you got to be preemptive. A lot of people that I've talked to that have gotten this stuff, and basically it gets really bad, is they kind of sit around and wait. And they keep going, oh, well, it's going to get a little bit better. I'm just going to bounce out of it. I'm going to bounce out of it. And a week into it, they're not getting better. This stuff is extremely aggressive and is extremely, extremely rough if you don't get a hold of it. I've known numerous people that have done that now, and they've waited. Then all of a sudden, week and a half into it, they're in the hospital. And we're about to see the next phase of probably the most aggressive vaccine push we've ever seen. If you guys just saw this morning, ABC just released it 28 minutes ago. Pfizer and FDA came out. The FDA said they have now announced they are granting full approval to the Pfizer biotech COVID-19 gene therapy vaccine. That's this morning. They've officially approved it now. It is now an officially approved FDA injection for RNA gene therapy. This is the most unprecedented, probably one of the most treasonous acts against the United States populace I've ever seen in my life. The fact that you have RNA gene therapy that has never even been tested on human beings up until last year, because the FDA on the record stated that gene therapy, they did not know the long-term consequences from it, and they would not allow it to go into testing in clinical trials. The FDA said that, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. Then all of a sudden they gave it approval to get tested. It went through 2 months of phase 3 trials. This gene therapy hasn't even been on the market in the general populace for a year yet. It got rolled out the middle of December. Think about that for a second. We've had gene therapy RNA shots on the open market for 10 months now, and the FDA has now fully approved it. Now, the reason why I say that, you got to start getting ready for what's about to happen here soon. As we've already talked about repeatedly, once this got full FDA approval, you're going to start seeing a massive, massive push. This is probably why so many hospitals, so many clinics have said, basically by the beginning of September, I think it was September 5th, September 6th, that they were going to mandate everybody had the injection or else they were going to start firing people. And I've told people, you have to start getting in groups in your units, whether it's in a clinic, whether it's in a hospital. You got to start talking to the other nurses. They can't fire everybody. Most nurses or most hospitals are already short-staffed right now. That's already happening. They can't afford to fire 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 nurses, physicians. They can't. They physically can't do it. The hospital will implode. There's not enough people to take in the positions. So everybody has to start standing up and saying, dude, we're not going to be guinea pigs. We're not going to accept gene therapy. This stuff is going to get worse and worse and worse. And once they roll out the booster shots, which ironically, they've approved the booster shots now for the beginning of September, whatever is happening right now, the first week in September is going to be a very, very pivotal time. This is also one of the COVID czars that – the Biden administration had put in. I told you guys about this on the Hagman report a couple weeks ago. It was actually, I think, 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago. He was in basically a Twitter feed, and they were asking him, well, why haven't you guys done anything as far as mandates or COVID passports and so forth? And he said, wait what happens in 3.5 weeks, ... And I remember I looked at the Twitter feed, I looked at the date, and it was like September 4th or September 5th was going to be 3.5 weeks from when he said it. There's something in the works right now, and it is crucial you maintain your immune system, make sure you're drinking adequate water, stay off the junk food, and right now as well, be very cautious as far as if you're going out in big, big group areas where there's going to be a lot of vaccinated individuals. This is what you're generally seeing now, is once people start getting around people that have been injected, everybody starts getting sick, ironically enough. And it's not the unvaccinated populace like they're trying to tell everybody that's spreading it. Because every single person that I have talked to directly that has been injected has had side effects from this. Every single person. Now, some people go, oh, I didn't have any issues with it. I was just fine. That, remember, this doesn't mean, if you go get the injection, it doesn't mean you actually got the RNA. It could have also been a placebo. There's been numerous reports of that as well, where people have basically gotten injected. They said, oh, it was an expired, it was a batch, it didn't have anything in it. There's something going on right now, and they're trying to work it through it and see what's happening. Same thing that you see what's going on with Australia. Look at Australia right now. You can't even basically do anything in Australia. I mean, they're going to full-blown tyrannical lockdowns in Australia because there's been like 9 people that have gotten sick. They've gone to the point now where they're saying they can come in your house. They can arrest you if you say anything. They had huge protests over the weekend. Now it's being reported all over social media that the truckers, by August 31st, are going to stop running purposely. They're going to shut down the entire country's economy because they've had enough of this. They said this is absolutely outlandish. The level and degree of power of which you are trying to put yourselves over the populace of Australia is not only illegal, it's downright tyrannical. They're not going to put up with it. So we'll see what happens. But there is definitely a powder keg brewing right now with everything in the Middle East, all the reports that we've seen now, the equipment and gear that they left for basically the Muslim Afghanistan jihadist Sharia law, Taliban over there, has been unprecedented. We've never seen anything like this left behind after any military engagement. Somebody sent me a list of it, and the list keeps getting bigger. These are from basically non-public intelligence sources and both public, and they were reporting now over 2,000 armored MRAPs and Humvees. This is just a list of 45 Black Hawk helicopters, at least 600,000 small-arm machine guns, including M16s, M249s, 50-caliber M2 belt feds, 1,394 M203 grenade launchers, M134 miniguns, 61,000 rounds of M203 grenade rounds, 20,040 frag grenades. I mean, mortars, over 1,000 mortars left. The list goes on and on and on and on. Night vision, detonators, charges, thermite, incendiaries, C4, Semtex, body armor, 20 million rounds of 7.62, 9 million rounds of 50 cal. I mean, this wasn't arming a terrorist cell. This was arming an entire country for a full-blown military engagement. This was not an accident. This wasn't, whoopsie, we left a couple cans of 7.62 behind and a 240 Bravo. We hope they don't get a hold of it. This was a direct engagement that they're expecting with these guys, and this is a complete and total intentional funding and arming of a country that is now basically completely taken over by Sharia Muslims. And I mean, I feel bad for a lot of people over there. I mean, you guys know, I mean, the Muslims are one of the most violent religions in the world when they go full-blown radical. I mean, it's pretty much you accept Muslim or you basically get your head cut off, period. But there is no in between with what they do over there. And so we're going to have to continue to pray for the Christians and any Americans that are still left over there, because obviously we have a complete and total derelict government right now. The administration is intentionally doing this. Don't believe for a second that this was an accident. This was a whoopsie, we didn't mean to do this. There's something going on over there with the Middle East. Whether or not they're trying to ramp up for Armageddon in the Middle East, I don't know. But the list that keeps coming out is very clear that this was not an accident whatsoever. And so now we have to start looking back here again, like I mentioned earlier. There's now been a doctor in Alabama that stirred up controversy this week, as he has said he will no longer treat anybody that comes into his doctor's office unless they have had the injection. Now that the FDA is approved, just came out with it, basically Dr. Jason Valentin, all over Facebook now, is basically saying now – the Pfizer injection has been approved. We will not allow anybody in our doctor's office. We will not treat anybody. We will not have any basically medical surgeries, nothing, if you have not been injected. So now I guess we're going to start having doctors just telling people, no, it doesn't matter if you're sick, doesn't matter if you need surgery, doesn't matter if you're having a heart issue, doesn't matter what's going on, we're not going to treat you. This isn't going to be isolated either, my friends. This is going to escalate with a lot of doctors, in my opinion. And so it's, again, crucial you start planning ahead for anything you may need, whether it be supplements, whether it be supplies, whether it be any pharmaceutical drugs that you may need or something you have to rely on. You know, I'm not a big fan of drugs, but if you need to stock up on something, if you need to try and get ivermectin, if you basically need insulin, I highly encourage you, start looking at this, because now that Pfizer just got approved today by the FDA, there's going to be some serious ramifications from that decision, and it is going to be up to us to make sure we're prepared and not get basically caught, you know, behind the wall and not know what's going on. What do you think, Dad?
Well, I'm going to cover something real quick. I got to be very careful how I say this, so just listen to me and you can take notes. That's all I can say. If I want to have a really strong immune system, there's certain things I have to do. All right? I have to take vitamin D3, K2 on a regular basis. And if my immune system gets attacked, I'm going to massively increase the D3 to 100,000 IUs a day. But make sure it has K2 in it. I'm going to do that for 3 or 4 days up to a week. And by that point, I'll also have increased my potassium iodine to 40 to 50 milligrams a day. This is what I would personally do. Milligrams, not micrograms. We have the nascent potassium iodine at the Health Masters website. I would also increase my vitamin C to bowel tolerance, which means you're going to get diarrhea from it. And I'd back it back some just to stop the diarrhea. And I would use the vitamin C that Health Master uses that contains quercetin. It's the stuff in the glass bottle. It's the vitamin C and antioxidants. Because the quercetin opens up the cellular pathways to allow zinc, the next ingredient I'm telling you to take, into your cells, which stops the replication of viral particles. Just thought I'd mention this. And I would increase the zinc to at least 100 milligrams a day. 200 if you get really, really, really run down. I'm going to explain something to you that I've explained before, and I don't know how to say it and not – I'm just going to say it this way. You have what are called macrophages, which are specialized white blood cells in your system. These macrophages have an off-on switch. They have two sugar molecules that hang on the bottom of them. These are like little predatory white blood cells that see something in the body, and they kill it. They basically go in and they eat it. They kill it. They destroy it. So if the macrophage sees a viral particle, let's say you got a cold, okay, and it basically goes to that cold virus, it eats it, but before it eats it, it has to be switched on because the body doesn't want these killer white blood cells running around just doing whatever they want to do. Something's got to activate it. On the bottom of this macrophage are two inlets that vitamin D3 plug into, which turn the macrophage on. So it's like an on switch that has to be activated by vitamin D as in dog, 3, that almost every single person is deficient in. We've got chemtrails all over the country now that basically are what you want to call geoengineering that have clouded up the skies. We've got massive amounts of smoke everywhere from half the United States on fire right now out west. We've got all of this stuff decreasing the amount of vitamin D you can make, including the use of sunscreen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So pretty much everybody who's tested for vitamin D3 is deficient in it. So that means that their vitamin D is not there to plug into the macrophage and turn the switch on. Okay. Now, if this macrophage sees this cold, this cell here that needs to be killed, and it says, oh my gosh, I need some vitamin D, and there is no vitamin D to attach to it, it will send out a chemical messenger. The chemical messenger is called the cytokine. So the cytokine is like a flare gun for the macrophage. It like shoots a flare gun up and says, help me, help me, help me. I need vitamin D. I've got a particle here that needs to be destroyed. I can't do it because I can't turn the switch on by myself. And all of a sudden, all the other macrophages start running over because they see it. They don't have any D either, and they all flip their flare guns on, and they all release cytokines. This is what's called a cytokine storm. And pretty soon, there's this viral explosion in your body because these macrophages can't do what they want, and more macrophages show up that can't be turned on, and more cytokines are released, and suddenly your lungs start filling with fluid because of the cytokine storm, and you can't breathe, and you die of pneumonia. This was the primary cause of death from the flu from 1920-1919 in World War I that killed up to 60 million people globally. They died of pneumonia because their lungs filled with fluid. They died of a cytokine storm. Are you guys listening to me? Read between the lines. So if I got sick, I would make sure, and by the way, I just spoke to one of our manufacturers today, and they're saying that they're going to have massive price increases and they're going to run out of product pretty quick. And we have multiple people that manufacture for us. I would really stock up on vitamin C. Just thought I'd mention that. I'd probably get a case. Just in case you can't get it. You know, I would get a whole bunch of D3K2. I would really get a lot of potassium iodine because that pretty much kills everything. That stays inside of the thyroid. And when something goes through the thyroid, which is extremely vascular, and the body sees it, it zaps it with iodine, kills it deader than a snake in a wagon rut with a wagon running over it. It just kills it. This is the thing we have to understand. We've got to make sure we have these nutrients in inventory in our homes, including zinc. So this is the four things you got to have: the D3K2, potassium iodide, zinc, and vitamin C. Some people say that the zinc acts like ivermectin and it stops the replication process of the virus. So the problem is getting zinc into the cells difficult. That's why you need a product with quercetin to open the portals up, these pathways into the cell to allow zinc to enter. Super, super important. So I just thought I'd mention all of that. Now, Paul Craig Roberts, I like this guy, okay? And he says, dear readers, this is the most important and frightening of all COVID articles. The COVID vaccine is causing the bodies of those inoculated to produce variants that could become ever more deadly and wipe out the human population. Quote, the vaccinated are the ones shedding the virus and spreading the disease. In clear words, the vaccination campaign has spread, not contained the virus. The science that supports this conclusion seems to be conclusive. Therefore, either the public health agencies are full of totally incompetent and utterly stupid people, or the COVID policy is intended as a population reduction event. Either way, the pandemic is only beginning, and the worst is before us. Now, he posted three articles here from Global Research, Lou Rockwell, another one from Lou Rockwell, and I've gone ahead and posted those articles at healthmasters.com so you guys can read all three of them independently so you can understand what he's trying to say and why he's saying what he's saying. I'm quoting him. Now, here's another article, Paul Craig Roberts. Florida Governor DeSantis pulls the rug out from under the false COVID narrative. Basically, here's what he said. The minute the first COVID case appeared, the U.S. medical establishment began lying through its teeth and yet has to utter one truthful word. The entire big money vaccination campaign based on the lie that there are no cures. The asserted absence of cures is the only reason for the emergency use of an untested and unapproved experimental vaccine. The use of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, basically the two basically antiparasitical drugs, has been prevented by protocols established by the NIH, CDC, and the World Health Organization. By false assertion of public health authorities, shills for big pharma, there are no cures, but President Trump was cured by, one, monoclonal antibodies. Now, this is what they're telling us. I'm going to say something here. I'm not promoting this therapy. I'm not, because I don't know enough about it. This is another experimental therapy that's being pushed on us by the Food and Drug Administration. It's got an experimental emergency authorization use. because they're saying what we're doing here is putting these antibodies into your body from someone that's recovered from coronavirus. Well, let me ask you a question. These are all blood products, as far as I know. You know, how do we know that these monoclonal antibodies are just antibodies that don't have spike proteins and digital tech in them that have been injected into other people that have not been basically properly removed from these antibodies? I don't know. Now, I have a friend of mine yesterday, and the guy's pretty smart. He really is. None of his kids have been vaccinated, and now he's convinced, and I was shocked by it, that, you know, everybody should be taking the vaccine, and he has a lot of employees who work for him, and he's saying that he's recommending all of his employees take the vaccine, though he and his wife and his children have not been vaccinated. So I had a little, how should I say, sharp disagreement with him yesterday. And I said, look, are you kidding me? The man basically works in the automobile industry sector, and he's very, very smart, brilliant man. But he doesn't know biology and chemistry. He doesn't have degrees in these things, but he's brilliant when it comes to automobiles and, you know, and stereo systems and cars and that kind of stuff. And I finally told him, I said, look, here's the deal. You know, this is my field. I've spent over 1,000 hours in research in the last 18 months on this topic alone. This is what I do. This is what I research every single day. You basically install audio units. This is not your field. But he's giving advice to his employees now to take these vaccines. Now, why is that? Because so many people in his companies have gotten unbelievably sick, and there have been multiple people that have died from coronavirus. So what do? We all look back and we go, oh, wow, what do we need to do? We need to basically get vaccinated to prevent it, because that's the mindset that's been programmed into us for the past 100 years. And the reality is that there's been more damage done with vaccines in this country than ever been helped with vaccines. I'm just telling you that straight up. This epidemic that we have of children with autism is unprecedented in the United States, with 1 in 32 boys now with autism. It's probably even higher than that now. You know, Dr. Stephanie Seneff from MIT said that by 2030, half the population of the children, half the boys, half the girls will have autism. She said if it doesn't stop, that all of them will have autism because of all the mercury and heavy metals are pumping into these kids. Again, that's another part of the eugenics program. Autistic children don't get married. Autistic children don't have kids. Autistic children, yeah, you get it. They don't set up families. They become part of the Cloward and Piven that we have to support for them and for, you know, their entire lifetime after the parents die. All of this stuff is being done to the United States of America to unseat it as the world superpower. We have become a laughingstock all over the world now because of our response in Afghanistan. Personally, what I think has happened is the Taliban were armed on purpose. We've left them enough ammunition and equipment for a standing army. I just thought I'd mention that to you. We left it there. We didn't blow it up. We didn't hit it with a Hellfire missile. We didn't put it all together. All these Black Hawk helicopters, millions of rounds of ammunition, we've left them enough ammunition and equipment for a standing army. $83 billion worth of equipment was left in Afghanistan. Why is that? Well, they've made a deal with the Taliban, apparently. The Taliban is going to continue to run the poppy fields and continue to supply the world opium. And they're basically going to put them in power to enough to do all of this stuff. And they apparently have the leadership in the palms of their hands. Remember the people that were in the leadership now are some of the people that were basically pardoned by Obama and Trump and by Biden? Always remember that. It's almost like they set it up to reestablish the Taliban in Afghanistan to run the poppy fields and to control the country as they just pulled out based upon a predetermined protocol. And now the Taliban is telling the United States, if you're not out by your deadline, there'll be serious repercussions. They're threatening the United States on the world stage. Well, why wouldn't they threaten us? We left them enough ammunition for a standing army. They say we are shocked at how quickly they overran Kabul and took over Afghanistan. Well, why would they not have when we gave them all the equipment to do it with? See, this is the problem we have. And you think, well, what about all of the black ops money that has to come in from the Afghanistan poppy that's being basically sold at $1.5 trillion a year? Is that not going to be available to the United States anymore? Well, yeah, I'm sure it will be through the international banking cartels and through the CIA and through the, how should I say, black operations that are still in Afghanistan helping the Taliban guard the poppy. Let me ask you another question. We spent trillions of dollars on infrastructure programs, including with Donald Trump. Trillions. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. Printed more money in the last few years than we have in the last 100 years from the Federal Reserve. Massively inflated our currency. So now we have another trillion-dollar infrastructure program sitting before Congress. They're going to pass it. I guarantee you they're going to pass it. But all of it's due to be implemented over a period of years, not immediately. But the money will be printed immediately, and then it'll be put into what? I personally believe the black ops. I believe it's going to be funding everything they've been doing in their deep military underground bases, their DUMs, and their off-world space force, and all of the things that they don't want to talk to us about. And all of the population reduction that apparently they've come to some type of agreement with these off-world entities that seem to run everything down here, the demons and everything else that we talk about from Genesis chapter 6. And now they're going to be basically funding themselves by the implosion of the United States and the hyperinflating of the American currency. So I guess the Afghan heroin, when we start printing trillions of dollars here in the United States in off-book balance sheets and giving trillions of dollars to these different organizations – I guess the Afghan Harrison has lost a little bit of its luster. Because heaven forbid you got to grow a crop and you got to get the poppies to grow and you got to process the heroin. You got to distribute it through their C-130 transport planes on 1,000 lily pad bases around the world. I guess that's taking too much time and too much effort. It's easier to print the currency and run it that way. These are all my opinions. But that's what it looks like to me. So we've got ourselves into a major, major mess. But in the meantime, we keep blaming China for everything. I'm not saying that China's not involved, because they're also Kabbalist controlled. As we have Donald Trump do his hoopla rallies and continue to sedate. That's what he's doing, by the way, sedating the patriot community into submission to follow him once again. His last attempt was complete and total failure. It's his Kabbalist controlled daughter and son-in-law ran the White House and brought all of the important information to Trump to implement, oh, yeah, by their handlers. That's where we are. You think, well, that's a grim picture. It is pretty grim. I told you today it wasn't going to be a happy, happy show. It is grim. The only hope that we have, we don't have a snowball's chance in hell right now without Jesus Christ. I'm just telling you that. Unless we all as Christians coalesce and come together and wake up and start telling the people the truth and take back our country for Jesus, the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith, the country's gone. They're going to massively kill the population off regardless of what we do, because they've already released this COVID variant and all the other stuff they've done into the environment already. But Christians don't want to believe that this is possible because they're so steeped in normalcy bias because of the Frankfurt School and because of the Scofield Reference Bible. They're just continuing to believe they're going to get raptured. That's where we are right now. We've got to remember something. We're in covenant with the Most High God who created the heavens and the earth. He's looking down here and he's shaking his head. And he's saying, wow, this is awful. You guys have done this to yourselves. Kind of like the children of ancient Israel when they went right to the doggone altars of Baal and to Moloch and to Asherah after they had been released from captivity after 400 years in Egypt. And they were doing a giant human sacrifice, worshiping the golden calf when Moses was up on the mountain getting the Ten Commandments. Oh, yeah, that's what they were doing, by the way. And see, we have to understand that God let that entire generation die in the desert till a new generation could be born. But within three generations, they were already doing it again. We have done the same thing in the United States with the 60 million abortions we've had. We've got to come together, and these churches have got to start telling the truth. So does that mean that the foundational structure of the church in the United States needs to be dissolved? My response is yes. The church is so corrupt now and so filled with Masonic leaders that we need to go back to home meetings, because the pastors won't wake up. Most of them are hirelings. Most of them are being paid a salary by their Masonic lackeys that are on their boards, and they're told that if they do certain things, they're going to be fired. They're all scared. They're scared they're going to lose. I spoke to another guy who's a medical doctor. He's also a chiropractor. He's got his own talk show. He won't even address anything about COVID. He won't even address anything about the vaccine on his show. And he's syndicated on 400 stations around the country. He refuses to talk about any of it. And I finally said to him, I said, you're scared. I said, you're scared because you want the praises of men more than you want the praises of God. And you won't tell your listeners the truth. Finally, he admitted he was scared. It's, the time for being scared is over with, guys. You know, people are dying everywhere around us, and we have to take a stand now. We cannot stand behind somebody like Donald Trump, who all he's going to do is lie. He's doing his father's language right now. That's what he's doing. He's lying, 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 lying about everything, telling you at the meetings, take the COVID shot, as he is met with boos. But there's still tens of thousands of people supposedly in attendance there. Unbelievable. When are the American popular? What was the American? The Q narrative was so absolute and so all-encompassing with the patriot community that they've fallen for it, hook, line, and sinker, and still continue to believe it, that Donald Trump is the guy that's going to get him out of this. Unbelievable. So, guys, take your supplements. Stay out of groups. If you go to church, don't be hugging anybody. Just letting you know that. And sit in the back so you're not getting breathed on and coughed on and hacked on. Better yet, watch it online. And avoid groups of large people right now. I'm telling you guys, it's super important. This stuff is 8 times more contagious than the chicken pox. It's that bad. It's directly affected me and my family in Austin and his family right now. And one of my best friends, my best man in my wedding, is in the hospital. Like I said, short of a miracle, he's not even going to make it. So we have this happening right now all around us, and it's touching all of us personally. Use discernment now. Be discreet. Don't go out in public and touch everything, and don't touch your face. Constantly wash your hands. You don't have to use soap. You'll dry out your lipid membranes. Use water. Use running water and wash your hands all the time. Don't touch handles. Don't touch faucets. Don't touch anything. Don't touch stuff in bathrooms. Don't do that. It's very important that we do everything we possibly can right now to prevent the spread of the stuff to our children and to our families. Wow. Austin, what do you think, bud? What's your next story?
Well, that's well said. I mean, use wisdom right now on a lot of stuff. And what's interesting is, you know, on Friday, I had to run over to Walgreens to pick up some stuff for the kids. Back, I was feeling pretty good. And when I went over there, and of course, I had to go to the back and talk to one of the ladies in the pharmacy. And there were people lined up around the corner, filling out their clipboard papers, ready to get injected. I watch people. They're standing there. And one girl, she goes, are you getting your shot? I said, absolutely not. I'm not getting injected with that sludge. I would never get that shot. It's funny. All the people in line, they all looked at me with these wide eyes like, oh, he's not going to get vaccinated. Oh. I mean, the most condescending looks, but it was like a condescending sheep. Like, they didn't approve of what I said, but then they couldn't really figure out why I was saying it. And it was kind of funny, honestly, for a short period until I realized, golly, I'm like, this whole place is a giant petri dish. Everybody's getting injected. I mean, it was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. And what we're seeing now is it's not coincidental. The more people that are getting the shot, the sicker everybody's starting to get. There's 1 + 1 = 2, guys. I've said this repeatedly. Viruses, if you look at virology and history of viruses and research, viruses don't just randomly mutate in nature and continue to become more and more and more contagious, especially in the middle of the summer when it's 100 degrees outside every single day like it is in Florida. They don't do that. They've never done that, especially down here in Florida where everybody's outside all the time getting a plethora of D3. But we've seen that happen down here now. There's a reason why. The vaccination rate has gone through the roof down here in Florida because everybody's getting panicked. And the more they panic, the more they go get the shots. The more they go get the shots, the more everybody keeps getting sick. Israel is the perfect example. The highest vaccinated rate in the entire world, like 95-90% vaccinated rate. They now have the sickest country in the entire world with the highest hospitalization rate per capita. You think that's coincidental. Everybody goes, well, it's just because the shot didn't work. Really, the shot didn't work? I didn't get the injection, and I'll be bouncing right out of this in a couple days. What happened to the people I know that have got the shot and they're deathly ill for months and months on end, like the guy I talked to down in Miami. Can't even get out of bed, going back to the hospital, tested negative for everything. Test this, test that. Everything goes back negative. Super sick, back hurts, super bad inflammation, has no energy, can't get out of bed in the morning. He goes, I feel great before I got the shot. Yeah, but you did. So what happens? You start having gene therapy injected into you, bud. This is all experimental. They've never done any type of trials on this level of a populace ever. And my dad said, it's been grossly disappointing to see Trump running around like a buffoon still promoting this injection. Not even if he wanted to have some unity, if he wanted to actually build his base, if he actually was wanting to support the American populace, he would tell everybody to start questioning the shot. Because quite frankly, it would be in his best interest if he was trying to use it as a ploy against Biden. He wasn't, dude. The Biden's now approving this Pfizer shot, and we know now it was a mistake. This is nonsense. I cannot believe he's doing this. This shot's bad. Don't take it. That's what he'd say. I guarantee you his base would explode with growth. He'd say, oh, man, Trump said not to take the shot. He's still running around telling everybody to get the shot. I still get emails. I was on his newsletter. I still get freaking emails from him every single day begging for money. It's time for Biden to resign. Afghanistan's been taken by the Taliban. If you give now, it'll be increased by 300%. Give $100, it'll be $400. And I'm like, dude, shut up. Shut up, dude. Nobody wants to hear the rhetoric anymore. He had 50 opportunities to make a difference, if not more. And what we get, we got the ATF now with an open wallet to do whatever they want after they were allowed to actually rewrite 1934 law, which was illegal. They do not have the power to do so. They are not executive branch. This is something that is getting out of control. And while we see, while we watch the Taliban get millions and millions of rounds of ammo, 600,000 machine guns, thousands of grenades and grenade launchers, we now have the ATF in this country telling us they want to grade how we have an AR-15 and what kind of stock brace it has on it and what kind of optics it can have. I don't know if anybody's read what they're trying to do with their little scorecard. It is downright treasonous and a violation of the Second Amendment right. But don't worry about that. That's why we need to make sure that everybody's protected. You know, you can't do anything unless you get your shot and we take your guns. Australia is the perfect example, the textbook perfect example, why never to even question giving your guns up, ever. The thought should never even cross your mind about registering, turning in, anything now. Because as we already see, the ATF is a complete and total rogue agency. They're completely out of control. They just went out Rare Breed Triggers. You guys have seen that. Rare Breed Triggers, great company down here in Florida. Used them before. Make awesome triggers. I know a lot of people that have them. They basically have a resetting trigger that it resets with the bolt, but you still have to pull the trigger every time. And four different retired ATF agents and an attorney have approved that trigger. They said, dude, it's fine. It's good to go. It basically simulates similar to automatic weapon fire, but you still have to reset the trigger. It just makes it real light. And so ATF sent them a cease and desist last week and said, you are not allowed to make any more triggers. You're not allowed to sell any more triggers, and you have to give us the names of all your customers. And immediately they filed a lawsuit. They said, this is capricious. This absolute total violation. You do not have the right to come in and just start dictating, we don't like this trigger, so it's illegal now. We don't like this brace, so it's illegal now. We don't like this optic, so it's illegal now. And they never had the template, nor did they have the precedent to do it until the bump fire stocks got approved. Always remember that, my friends. So continue to get this information out there. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the emails. I know a lot of people, this has not been one of those happy, happy shows today, but this is one of these things now. What I've seen over the weekend, what I've been seeing all over the place now, it's becoming more increasingly clear that it's time for everybody to start getting really ready. The next couple weeks are about to get interesting. I can tell you that with full certainty right now. Everything that's been going on, make sure you're prepped. Make sure you're stocked up for what you need. Continue to exercise. Get fresh air. Get fresh sunlight. Enjoy yourself and enjoy life. but also take care of yourself and continue to stay strong mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I appreciate you, my friends. I did want to give everybody a heads up. A few of the products that we have basically been have been huge sellers. We've had to limit the total amount of bottles that you can purchase at one time, including the vitamin C powder and capsules, antioxidants, and the N-acetylcysteine, only because we have a lot of customers who are stockpiling it, which is perfectly fine. But we have to make sure that everybody has the ability to get it, because we're already starting to get notifications from our suppliers and basically our raw suppliers that they're starting to become shortages again. And you know, I talked to Ruben this morning, and he said, man, this is deja vu of 2020. I said, yeah, I know it is. I said, it's rough to know. Like, we told everybody what's going on the last couple of months. We've told our suppliers to start spooling up, and some of them didn't listen. Again, now they're saying that they're not even going to be able to get big batches in stock until November or December. And I told him, I said, this is ridiculous, guys. I said, you know what we have going on right now. You're in the health industry. I said, are you not following anything at all? And so it appears that they're not. But we will keep you covered, because we have multiple supplies and multiple suppliers, and we keep everything in stock the best we possibly can. So thank you again for that support of healthmasters.com. And one thing that I wanted to start off with, because I got a lot of emails yesterday about what we talked with Dr. Malone, who was basically the inventor of the RNA, you know, vaccine standpoint, and how the FDA sidestepped and completely obfuscated and pretty much fraudulently lied to the American populace and said the Pfizer injection is approved, but when in reality they approved the Comirnaty vaccine, which hasn't even been put into production yet. And that's got FDA approval without any testing and without any manufacturing or production. And yet the other current Pfizer injection that's still out there and the booster shot will still only be basically emergency authorized usage. But it's going to fall under the umbrella of the Comirnaty vaccine that requires that they can be interchanged. Now, let me tell you guys what I personally think is starting to happen here, because I've talked to a few people and I've been researching this. You've seen a lot of the CDC cards for the vaccine mandates. You have your vaccine card. There's four slots on it. A lot of people have seen the video from the French online and digital COVID passports. They have eight lines total on it. What I personally think is about to happen here is this. This Pfizer injection has been a complete and total failure from a science standpoint. They came out, remember, when they said it was 95% effective. That was a complete and total lie. I told you guys that when they first came out. I said they massively manipulated the numbers. You could look at the research and tell that they had manipulated the numbers on it. Now they're saying at best in mainstream media that it's 42% effective at reducing symptoms. Doesn't stop transmission. Doesn't stop, you know, you from basically catching it. 42% at reducing symptoms, which I still think that is a gross fabrication. Now, here's what's happening is, now that the Comirnaty vaccine is approved, and it's not going to be made for roughly another year, but the current shot's basically going to fall in the umbrella, what this means is this new booster is going to be used, again, to get people unbelievably sick, and then the new variant wave that they're talking about now, COVID-22, which I'll talk about in a second. They're already spooling it up to get everybody geared for it. They're going to say, lo and behold, Pfizer, we have a new vaccine, the Comirnaty vaccine that's already been approved and is ready to go right now for the new variant of COVID. And that shot is probably going to be the big shot. That's probably going to be the one that really puts people under. If you've seen the article, it's from One India and multiple other places have posted it now. The title is, the new super variant COVID-22 is more dangerous than the Delta. Well, there is no COVID-22. There is no super variant yet. What they're saying is the new variant may be mutating into a third wave of COVID called COVID-22 to be more dominant than Delta. Zurich-based scientist Professor Say Reddy said, we have to prepare now for the emerging variant in 2022. You can't make this stuff up, guys. He went on to say there and further that basically the – hold on a second here. He went on to say further that essentially they have to go in now and they have to start bringing in new shots and they have to start making new vaccines based on what they predict predict the variant is going to do in the future. And what's interesting about this is it's not difficult to realize where they're going with this. They already know what they're going to mutate it into. Nobody can take a virus and say, hey, guess what, guys? We know what it's going to naturally mutate into in the next year or two in nature. Quite frankly, if you look at virology and the background of viruses, most viruses don't continue to mutate more and more and more aggressive during the summer. That's almost theoretically impossible in nature. Now, if you've got a bioweapon, if you have something that was brewed up in a lab, that's a different story. But it goes on to say here, the doctor from Zurich says, if such a variant appears, basically we know it's going to pop up because we're building it. But if such a variant appears, we have to recognize it as early as possible, and the vaccine manufacturers have to adapt the vaccine quickly. The emergence of this new variant is the big risk, and they need to develop vaccines for it right away. Well, they're telling you what they're going to do. They're letting you know right now that they're going to have to bring another injection. And my personal opinion, and again, I'm just speculating off the research that I have, I think this Comirnaty vaccine that Pfizer has in the works that now just got approved, that's going to be the one for next year. And see, they've worked this now through the populace. They've been working this now for, what, last 8-9 months. They know how to adapt it now and how to make it more aggressive, how to make it more contagious, how to make it more essentially violent of a virus. They've got it dialed in really, really good now. And that's why I continue to tell people, if you think that your business is going to tell you to take an injection and you're going to take one and they're going to leave you alone, you're living in Narnia land. And I mean that literally. If you get one, they're going to get you another one. Then they're going to want a booster. Then they're going to want next year. Remember the doctor that was basically over, what was it, in Sweden, I think? She came out and said, well, we're going to have to vaccinate our way out of this pandemic. We may need 3, 4, 5 injections. She said that verbatim, which, by the way, that has never worked in virology history as far as vaccinating your way out of an upper respiratory virus. They've tried it. Swine flu, H1N1, this has been attempted numerous times. It doesn't work. There is no science to back this theory. You can keep just injecting people with gene therapy, and somehow, miraculously, they're not going to catch a virus whenever they're exposed to it. It's a complete and total lie. So I want to kind of elaborate on that a little bit more this morning and remind everybody, this is the line you have to draw on this because it's not going to stop. I had a friend of mine text me up last night. Basically, he's out in Colorado, and he's got a big company that he does custom truck stuff out there. And basically, he's fighting with the school board because they're trying to force the kids to wear masks. And they had a big meeting, and the school board backed down again, kind of like what we did. And now they're saying they may bring them back. And now on top of that, he's saying now that basically all Denver, state of Denver or city employees all have to be injected. And I said, here's the thing about this, bud. I said, everybody has to start standing their ground on this and say, no, I have a strongly held religious belief that I'm not going to get a gene therapy injection. You can write it down. You can fill out a form. You can do whatever you want. And you can let them know, if you terminate me because I have a religious exemption from a gene therapy RNA shot, I am basically going to file suit against you for basically, as far as basically termination without cause. And I said, if people start doing that, just like they did at Watson Clinic, with Lana's friend, a couple of the girls she knows over there that we know that are RNs, they came in and said, no, we're not getting the shot. It's like 30 of them. They said, if you're going to terminate all of us because we have religious exemptions and we don't want to get a shot, why don't you do that? Next phone call is going to be Morgan and Morgan. You guys are going to see what's going to happen with this. Not to mention, you guys are going to lose half your doggone staff. Let us know how that's going to work. Then they came back a week later and they said, okay, guess what? You don't even have to give us a paper. Just tell us you have a religious exemption and just verbally, and we're not going to make you get anything. That's what everybody has to start doing. The problem is a lot of these companies, they only respond to lawsuits. And the problem is a lot of these big companies like, you know, the banks and stuff, they don't respond to lawsuits very well. So that's why I've told people, if you're in a company and you're in a big business and they're basically mandating you get the shot, push back as hard as you can. But be prepared. It's highly probable you're not going to have anybody have your back in there in a big, big, big company like that, like BlackRock or Vanguard or any of those. So, again, it may be that time to start looking at an exit strategy and other jobs, because there are a ton of open jobs out there right now. Because as I said before, if your business, if your company you work for doesn't respect your decision not to get an injection, and you think just by getting this injection, they're going to calm down, and you get the next injection, they're going to calm down. It's never going to stop, and that's what they're betting on. They're betting that everybody is going to eventually comply the harder and more aggressive they push against everybody, and it is our responsibility as Americans that are awake to lead by example and tell everybody, absolutely not, this is not something we're going to compromise on. This is my hill to fight, and this is where we're going to stop it. What do you think, Dad?
You know, Austin, the problem that I have in doing the show now for the last 3 or 4 or 5, 6, 8 months is that the information that we're getting to the mainstream media is at an all-time propaganda level. It's unbelievable. And we have to continually come in and say the same things over and over and over again, trying to undo the lies of the media. It's insanity what's happening right now in the United States and all over the world. It really is. And guys, I would rather talk about the blood of Jesus. I would every single day. I'd rather talk about what Jesus has done for me. I'd rather talk about the scriptures. I'd rather cover scripture teaching with you guys every single day. Kind of turn this into a, you know, how should I say, a church service. I would really like to do that, but I can't. I would really like to go in and talk about positive stuff with you guys every day, but it never ends. It's the same story. Why? Because they've got to constantly increase the rhetoric of their lying narrative. It has to be the same thing over and over and over again. So all of the unbelievable sheeple, the unbelievable dumb people on this planet, it's not just America, it's all over the world, will continue to believe the lie. I mean, Goebbels basically did the entire marketing on the big lie with Hitler and Nazi Germany. I mean, they were really believing until the very, very end that Hitler had super weapons, which, by the way, he did have, that he was going to release the super weapons, which he never did. And they were believing that Germany was going to win the war. They were, as the Russians were coming into Berlin, taking over Hitler's bunker, and Hitler was fleeing to Argentina, and all the children in Berlin were dying as far as being part of the Nazi group, the Nazi, you know, youth corps. And this is the problem that we have right now in the United States. People still want to believe Fox News. They still want to believe Tucker Carlson. They still want to believe CNN. They have been so brainwashed by the media and by the Kabbalist-run groups that control the media, that they want to continue to believe the lie, which brings us right back to what Jesus said. Light has come into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. My own family has been absolutely racked by this coronavirus this time, which is like 8 times more contagious than the chickenpox. The CDC's warning people it's like the chickenpox. Now they're telling you that basically the vaccinated people can give you the coronavirus, that it spreads through the vaccinated people. I mean, everybody's telling everybody the truth, sort of, and then they come up with the big lies. And we talked about why they do that yesterday, because they've got to do their lesser white magic. They got to continually tell you that you don't have to die if you don't want to. You don't have to take the vaccine if you don't want to. That's still an experimental shot, but you need to take it anyhow. And so people go, well, I'm really confused. You just said all these things. Well, they do that on purpose, because here's what they believe. They believe that when they get to the other side of the veil, because they know the veil is very, very real as far as the other dimension where these other entities live. They know it's real. They've done enough drug experimentation to go over there, and that's what they're trying to do with CERN, is to open up a portal into that veil to allow these entities to come back and forth freely. They know when you end up on the other side of the veil, because you don't die, you just basically leave your body, but your mind and your body and your soul is still completely alive, and your brain's still completely alive, and the essence that is you, your soul, never dies. They know when you go on the other side of the veil, if you don't tell the people what you're doing to them, they believe on the other side of the veil, the karma or the payback or the literally hell on the other side of the veil that they're going to have to endure is going to be unimaginable. So they keep telling you. That's why they do this. That's why they give you the different variations. That's why Tucker Carlson had the guy on the other day. We covered it on yesterday's show and talked about how this entire thing's satanic, because it is satanic. The Kabbalist cult that rules the world, who controls all of the media, is the group that continues to do this. But, you know, because of the Zionist Schofield version of the Bible in a commentary that it is, the Germans who basically were brainwashed under Goebbels, the American people have been brainwashed because of this, especially the Christians. And we've talked about it in depth this week. I've uncovered a lot of stuff I haven't talked to you guys about the Masonic infiltration into the elders and the deacons of the churches, to the pastors of the churches, to basically not allow us to teach the blood of Jesus, to basically give us a feel-good message like Joel Osteen does. You know, and I like Joel. I told you that before. I'm not going to tell you that I don't like him because I know the guy's really, really nice in person. He's a great motivational speaker, but he's not a pastor. He's not. People ask me, somebody asked me the other day, is he a Mason? I don't know. You know, I guess I could ask him if he'd tell me if I ever saw him again. I haven't seen him in 15 years. I guess I could ask him if he's a Masonic person. I don't know. I know that a lot of people, and yesterday I talked to one of our listeners and supporters, and I basically left them a voicemail and said there are a lot of people from the 50s and the 60s when this Masonic infiltration of the church took place that were given huge platforms as far as Christian TV ministries, some of whom started universities, who basically have no more interest in having a relationship with Jesus Christ than they do with a goat. They don't care. It's all about the money to them and all about subverting Christianity. And that's what we have to have. And again, Christianity, I told you this beginning of the week, has to be torn down to the core. It has to be the fundamental basis of Christianity, the United States, the entire Christian industry, the whole nonprofit 501c3 corporation that has become Christianity in the United States needs to be dissolved. It does. And pretty much all of Zionist TV needs to be completely absolved and destroyed and taken off the air. And we need to start back at a home level, house to house, person to person, like we did in the New Testament. This institutional Christianity with these giant mega structures and all the other things that they do, and the fact that they never continue. I went to a seminar a few years ago. I'm not going to mention any names because I know the pastor. He's a friend of mine. I really like the guy, and he means well. He's not one of these weirdo Kabbalist people. All right. And he basically has a protocol set together to go into a neighborhood or into an area and set up a new church with a guaranteed success formula. But it doesn't ever teach repentance. It doesn't teach about the sanctity of human life. It doesn't teach about how homosexuality is wrong. They teach you how to paint the church on the inside black and not to put any crosses up, and to basically build it as a 501c corporation, nonprofit status, to become super successful in it and have a planted church that basically is having a lot of people coming in and giving a lot of money to it. And they have literally planted over thousands of churches just like this all over the United States. And the vast majority of them have been successful. And they say, well, we weren't reaching the people, the lost people with the old churches. That's why we did this. That's what they told us at the seminar. And they're right. Yesterday, I had one of our listeners tell me, well, you know, people don't teach about the blood of Jesus like you do. They don't talk about the power of the blood and God being omnipresent. And let me tell you something, guys. And I don't know why this happened to me so many years ago now. I remember I was praying with Sharon. And it was morning prayer time. We always have morning prayer times. And I was right in the middle of praying with her, and I've been asking God over and over and over again to explain to me how the blood worked and why the blood of Jesus was so important, how without the shedding of blood, there was no forgiveness of sins, no reconciliation. I couldn't understand it. And I told the Lord, I said, Father, you got to show me this because, you know, the satanic groups drink blood too. They have bloodletting ceremonies in which they sacrifice people and drink the blood. This is what they did with Moloch and Asherah and, you know, when all the rest of these ancient Canaanite religions. And I said, how is it that what we do is so different than what they do? Because I don't understand this. I've got to figure this one out. And I kept asking God. This went on for several months. And finally, right in the middle of this prayer time, he gave me the entire download on the blood of Christ and why it was important that he, as an omnipresent being, had to die on the cross in order to restore our energy fields to that of the Father. And I've done entire shows on it now. I never understood that, and how when Cain killed Abel, Abel's blood, you know, cried out, and that Jesus' blood cries out much more than the blood of Abel. In the book of Hebrews, it says that. And I went, and all of a sudden a light bulb went on. I said, oh, that's the power of Christianity. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Without the cross, there is no forgiveness of sins. Without Jesus having done that, there is no forgiveness of sin. And I thought, okay, I got it. So one of our listeners said, well, why in the world, you know, won't other people preach this? You know, I don't know. I don't know if it was a revelation to me or other people have known about it. I don't know. All I know is that the way I explain this to you guys and what Christ did for us and why we need to have a relationship with him as an omnipresent being for what he did and a friendship and basically walk circumspectly with him, I don't hear anybody else talk about. And I've sent this basically teaching that I did that God showed me and gave me so many years ago now to so many different pastors, and I really don't hear them teaching it from the pulpit. Now, they may be. I may not have heard them. There may be many of you who listen who are pastors who are doing that now and explaining the power that we have and the authority we have as believers. We're in a blood covenant with the creator of the universe. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This is why they hate Christians so much. He did that for you. He did that for me. He gave himself for us to basically reconcile us, to bring us back to the Father, because God cannot be in the presence of sin or in, how should you say this, an incompatible energy field. And when we go through Christ, he's a transformer. He changes our energy field, and the entire universe is made out of energy, to that of the Father. So when God sees us in Jesus, he doesn't see us anymore. He sees Christ. And we can be reconciled to God. Without Christianity, this world doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell. I said that on Monday. It's going to be a totally heathen place again, just like it was in Genesis chapter 6. And this Kabbalist group, they know that. This group of ancient Canaanite religion people, they know that. And that's why they're trying to take us back to Genesis chapter 6. And that's what Jesus said. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. And we've got to understand that. And if we understand that, then all of a sudden as Christians, we realize the incredible responsibility that we have to God the Father and to Jesus. Personally, I'm just going to do a little preaching here for just a second. Remember when Jesus was on the cross? You know, he was only up there for a few hours, and then he said, it is finished. Right? And when he died, and he let his body die, you know, he ended up basically causing, when he did this, when he died, an earthquake. And I personally believe if God the Father had not intervened, the entire planet would have been ripped apart. Because the Bible says that through Christ, all things are held together. That's what we have to understand. And these Kabbalists understand that. That's why they have an atavistic hatred of Jesus. That's why they put all this filthy stuff on TV and on Netflix and on the movies and all the other stuff. It's just filth, filth, filth. Because they want to destroy the relationship. That's why I said yesterday when that other show host was cursing and using God's name in vain, everything was F this and F this and F Klaus Schwab and all this, screaming and yelling like some kind of maniac. He's again doing what he always does, this show host, and that is subverting Christianity and the gospel message by doing that, by reducing us to a bunch of people that are using filthy language, screaming and yelling and cussing. That's all he's doing. This guy is complete and total fraud. I've told you his name before. I'm not going to keep doing it. You guys know who I'm talking about. He's got one of the largest alt media platforms, if not the largest alt media platform in the world. And supposedly he's been censored on all these different locations and places all over the internet, but he's still all over the internet with millions and millions of views. And he's just a complete and total heathen. And you got to understand this, guys. If we don't look at who they are and see their fruits and understand, I mean, this guy's a serial adulterer. I mean, the guy's just the pits. He's drunk. It's unbelievable. But he claims to be a Christian. Why is that? Because he's trying to subvert Christianity. He's probably a high-level Kabbalist Mason. And see, this is the problem that we have. And so when we have all these Masons and all these Kabbalists that have infiltrated the churches, and there are deacons and our elders in some cases and our pastors, why do you think they're going to tell you the truth? Why do you think they're going to come out and they're going to say, hey, this is really what's going on here? They can't do that because they'll lose their position as a deacon. They'll lose their position as a pastor. They'll lose their position as a church leader if they're exposed and come out as a Masonic leader. So they continue to lie and stay in the shadows, and they sneak around the corner and they go, you know, so-and-so said such and such, and then this is what he really meant. And they basically undermine everything, including Christianity. Well, you know, we really don't need to have the cross of Jesus out front. That's just something that's a symbol of just, you know, something horrible in a crucifixion. Let's take that down. Let's not talk about the blood of Christ. That's not okay. And all this stuff that we've dealt with now for the last 70 years. And so we have this watered down version of Christianity that has no power. And that's what they wanted, guys. That's what they wanted. A lot of the top guys who were doing these big TV evangelical crusades back in the 70s and the 80s, who worked with many multiple presidents, who were a lot of Kabbalists and a lot of people being controlled through the Rothschild banking cartel, and they were given huge prime time slots. You know, come back later and you take a look at it and you find out that only a tiny fraction of the people who they quote unquote got saved at their seminars got really saved. And then you find out these guys are high level Masons, and you're like, what the heck? Well, that's what happened to us, guys. It was to bring in and subvert Christianity. Unless you believe the way I tell you to believe, you know, you're not a Christian. And on and on and on and on and on and on. And this is the problem that we've run into. Let me tell you something, guys. Jesus Christ loves you. He came to this earth because he loved you so much. And he worked with us for 3 years. And he suffered and died on a cross of Calvary. Crucified by the very same Canaanite religion followers, the synagogue of Satan, the children of the devil that he warned you about in the book of John. And it's the same group that runs the planet today. Now, Paul Craig Roberts, who I really like his writing, he's about 90% awake, so he gets an A. He wrote an article that says, the unbelievable COVID stupidity of the medical establishment, governments, and corporate executives. Whoa, okay. And he goes, I find it unbelievable that doctors, governments, and corporate executives cannot comprehend the concept of antibody-induced enhancement, and that the antibody-induced enhancement is a consequence of the mRNA vaccines. It is the vaccine that is producing the wave of new infections in heavily vaccinated countries. The vaccine is the problem, not the solution. It's pretty impressive. He wrote that. He goes, yet the incompetent authorities in Israel and the U.S. and elsewhere think the solution is more vaccination and booster shots. How is it possible that Ed Bastien, the CEO of Delta Airlines, is so stupid that he cannot comprehend ADE? 75% of Delta's workforce is vaccinated, but Bastien says the spread of infection requires more work to be done, so he's imposing a special $200 a month surcharge on unvaccinated employees in the company health plan. It has been established that it is mainly vaccinated people who comprise the newly infected, and it is the vaccinated people who are shedding the virus, as according to the CDC and their admission, spreading it among the unvaccinated. It is the vaccinated people who are the threat to others, not the unvaccinated. Vaccination with mRNA experimental technology spreads the virus and makes it uncontainable. Duh. As Dr. Luke Moniger, a Nobel laureate in medicine, says, you see it in each country. It's the same. The curve of the vaccination is followed by the curve of deaths. As Dr. Vandy Vidish, developer of the vaccines and senior Ebola programmer manager, says, given the huge amount of impure escape that will be provoked by mass vaccination campaigns and flanking containment measures, it is difficult to imagine how human interventions would not cause the COVID pandemic to turn into an incredible disaster for the global and human health. And then Paul Craig Roberts says, my conclusion, because, you know, Paul's not a Christian. I've never seen any of that in his writing. My conclusion is that the human race is too utterly stupid to survive. Thus, doing the vaccinations are driven by profit and greed and perhaps by darker motives. Ah, there you go, Paul. Now you touched it. And those submitting to vaccination are driven by blind fear. This does not have a promising outcome. And now they're saying that the COVID basically disease is more contagious than Ebola, more contagious 8 times than chickenpox, like we mentioned earlier. All of this stuff is happening all around us. My neighbors contacted me this morning. Wonderful lady next door, named Jamie, she basically, you know, has come down with the COVID. My wife is still battling COVID. Austin has recovered from the COVID. His wife has recovered from the COVID. Their kids have recovered from the COVID. My best friend in Winter Haven, Mike, who owns a restaurant, he basically, his brother right now is basically, if not short of a miracle, is going to die of COVID. I mean, all around us. I mean, everybody's got this stuff. And you think about it. When I was a kid, and you guys won't remember this because if you're older than or younger than me, you won't remember it. We didn't have chickenpox vaccines. We didn't have all nonsense. And what we ended up doing basically is ended up, you know, having chickenpox run through the school and measles run through the school once a year. And literally everybody, if they'd never had chickenpox or never had the measles, they'd get infected. I mean, literally everybody. And they didn't basically force everybody to have a vaccine, which wasn't available back then. They would just either close down the school or let it run its course. And within 3 to 4 to 5 days, everybody back to school and you'd have bumps on you or whatever. And you basically would be healed. And then at that point, you had a lifetime immunity to chickenpox and a lifetime immunity to measles. But the reality was that this is 8 times more contagious than that. And that went through every school district here in Central Florida back in the 60s, like a plague. That means before it's over with, everybody's going to get the COVID. Everybody's going to get the corona. And so you better build your immune systems up. And I apologize to you. I mean, I told you guys to stock up on your vitamins, and many of you did. And you really surprised me because we pretty much stripped out our inventory. And now we've, and when I told you that, we had all these suppliers who had told us they were shipping us as much as we were going to need. And they all crawfished on us. They all straight lied. They can't do it now. Because everybody else is also calling them up and doing the same thing with the other manufacturers that they're manufacturing for, and the raw material people and the raw material, you know, people they get their materials from and all the other stuff. Here's the problem that we have is that, you know, we're going to have a much bigger death rate and a much bigger sickness rate than we had a year and a half ago. A year and a half ago, very few of us could tell anybody who basically had come down with COVID or anybody who had died from it. Now we all know people that have died, and we all know people that are sick, including my own family members. And to me, I told you repeatedly this week, you listen to the shows. I mean, I've stayed healthy in the midst of a leper colony here pretty much. I mean, I don't even know what to say as far as I'm so blessed and so happy that God has given me the health that he's given me and the supplements that he's given me, and I've increased the amounts of supplements that I've been taking, and I've just stayed healthy around all of this stuff, guys. But listen to me. A lot of people aren't doing that. They're getting really, really sick and dying. And it's because of the fact that this group of people that run the planet that Paul Craig Roberts thinks are just stupid, they're not stupid at all. They did test the vaccine. They did know that it would cause antibody-induced dependent enhancement. They knew that. And they knew that it would kill a large percentage of the population. It was tested. So they injected us with it. And so these people that Paul are calling stupid – he goes, let me read it again. I find it unbelievable that doctors and governments and corporate executives cannot comprehend the concept of antibody-dependent enhancement. It is the vaccine that is producing the wave of new infections. Excuse me. Yet the incompetent authorities in Israel and U.S. and elsewhere think the solution is more vaccination. They know that the vaccinations don't work. They're not incompetent, guys. The vaccinations are doing exactly what they want them to do. Remember what I told you? General Motors cut back on production of vehicles, massively reduced the production. So did Ford, because they know that a whole bunch of people aren't going to be here to buy cars. Everything is being done on purpose to reduce the population of the planet. Their stated goal is 500 million. Look at the Georgia Guidestones. Who's paid for those big granite monsters over there in Georgia? I've been there. I've stood underneath and took pictures with me behind them. This is unbelievable that this is happening, and we actually are seeing it in our lifetime. Nobody's stupid here that's doing this. Now, the people that are – let me explain it to you this way. When I was taking college classes at Florida State, I took some medical school classes. I took a lot of classes, as a matter of fact, that medical doctors and medical school students were having and required to take. And the vast majority of the medical doctors that I knew that were basically taking the classes and going to school to get their MD degrees – and they were in the program in medical sciences there at Florida State. They were really good at memorizing stuff. They were. But they weren't good at thinking through stuff. They weren't good at looking at a solution to a problem with variable alternatives. They would only regurgitate what was told to them from the, how should I say, the pulpit, the lectern, and they would only tell you what they wanted, what the people wanted to hear. In other words, they didn't have concrete abstract thought. They were just good at memorization. And so these people were then put into medical school and graduated with their MD degrees and basically followed the standard medical procedure. They were taught like lab rats to do exactly what they were told. I remember in college, I mean, people contaminating other people's pipettes because they were, you know, this is a pipette's like a glass tube that you use in chemistry, organic and general chemistry, in order to do experiments. They would contaminate people's pipettes to cause them not to get the right answers on lab experiments, so they get a lower grade, so they'd have less of a chance of getting into medical school. I had stuff like that happen to me too, especially in experimental physiology psychology that I took. So physiological psychology was called. And so all of this stuff was being done because the people were basically greedy. That's the good word for that, right? The vast majority of the students that I knew that were going to go to medical school, there was only one reason they were doing it. It had nothing to do with helping people. It was about making a lot of money. That's just the truth. I'm just letting guys know that because I know a bunch of these guys. And so every once in a while, like, you know, 5% of the time, you'll get a really good osteopath or a medical doctor or a chiropractor who really cares about people, and they're trying to help people. But the vast majority of the medical doctors, that's why I prefer osteopaths and chiropractors as guests on the show, the vast majority of medical doctors are basically following the standard procedures that mainstream medicine requires them to do, and they're not going outside of the, how should I say, stated objective or directive of what they're being taught in their continuing education classes. In other words, they can't see the forest for the trees. These pediatricians, they inject a child with 76 vaccines or 67 or whatever the heck they're giving them, and they watch this vibrant little child, and they watch their lights go out more and more and more as they put more and more mercury into this little tiny body, and then snap, they're autistic. And they go, oh, well, there's another one. Okay, bring me another one to inject. I mean, my response is, what the hell is wrong with you? Excuse my language. Why do you keep injecting children that you know are going to become autistic at a high percentage, 1 in 32, with the same shots that you know cause the autism to start with? Or do they even realize that? Well, no, because Blue Cross Blue Shield gives them tens of thousands of dollars in bonuses if X amount of percentage of their children are basically fully vaccinated. So you go to a pediatrician who says, I won't take you if you're not vaccinated or if you refuse to vaccinate. And so this again becomes the greed motive. Remember what Jesus said? The love of money is the root of all evil. It's not love. It's not money. You got to have money to buy food. It's the love of money. It's the greed. It's the avarice. I'll never have enough stuff. I'll never have enough money. I want more. I want more. I want more. I want a bigger house. I want more houses. I don't like this wife. I want another wife. I don't like that wife either. I want another wife. Pretty soon these guys are sitting around with four or five ex-wives, four or five house payments, four or five different children and four or five different women, making all these house payments, all these alimony payments, and all of these child support payments. And now they're desperate for cash because now suddenly they realize that their cash flow requirements are exceeding their intake. So they start doing surgeries and all kinds of other things that really aren't necessary because they got to pay the mortgages. Now, guys, I just told you a whole bunch of stuff there that I've seen personally over and over and over again. That's why I say to you, don't believe what Austin and I tell you when it comes to anything is when it comes to health. Do your own research. Verify what we're telling you. And don't listen to a doctor if they tell you that you have to have this or have to have that. Always get second, third, fourth, fifth opinions. Maybe you'll find somebody who doesn't have five ex-wives with five ex-Mercedes payments and five ex-house payments and five children child support payments, and they're struggling to pay their bills. Maybe you'll find one of those who actually care about people. That's the problem you run into. And I told you that our medical doctor, great guy, he died a few years ago. Great man. Oh, great man. And, you know, and now we're still trying to find somebody else who's not greed motivated. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. Because it's difficult to find a real physician that's going to do what they're supposed to do based upon science and not greed. And that's when you see the medical schools basically are being subsidized. And the research programs, these major universities are being subsidized by who? By State Street, BlackRock, and Vanguard. And you see it over and over and over and over. Yesterday I had a friend of mine. So I want my child to go to Harvard Law or Yale Law. And I'm like, he's the wrong color. Oh, gosh, I just said that, didn't I? I said, yeah, I said he's the wrong color. He's the wrong religion. You know, you got to be like a minority to go to these different schools. And I'm not picking on the minorities who get in, who have the grades and the GPA and the academic credentials to do that. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. But I'm talking about if you've got a person who, let's say they're from India, and they've got a 1.8 GPA, but they're Indian, and they get accepted into a medical or a law program at a major university, and the white boys that have a 4.0 are told, you can't come in. Yeah, I had that happen to me, by the way. It wasn't because they told me that I was white, but they told me they had to accept their minority quotas, or they couldn't continue with their government funding. I've seen it all, guys. I've experienced a lot of it. So when I give you a lot of this information, it's not because I'm being mean, because I'm not. I'm extremely happy if we get a competent Hispanic or a competent black person, a competent anybody, I don't care what color they are, who's a medical doctor. But when we put people in that aren't competent, that only follow the standard medical procedure, which I could honestly say a lot of white guys are doing that too and white women are doing that, then what ends up happening is we don't have, how should I say, a continued growth in medicine and continued help of the medical doctors helping people to get better. They become part of the corporate problem. And that's what Craig Paul Roberts isn't getting here. They're not stupid. He goes, the unbelievable COVID stupidity of the medical establishment. They're not stupid. They're just following the beat of their drummer. And when you dig down deep enough, it's always the Kabbalists, Luciferians, who are controlling all of it because they control the narrative. And they control all the major corporations and all the major research centers. This is the group that runs the world. It always has been since the days of the ancient Canaanite religions. And if we understand that, it starts to make more sense. The question is, how willing are they to force compliance on us by basically huge draconian measures and going house to house and forcing us on the ground like they are in Australia if we're not wearing a mask or we're breaking the rules and beating us and leaving some people for dead? How willing are they to do that in the United States of America? I don't know. But guys, let me tell you something. The same group that controls Australia wants to control the United States the exact same way. And that in Australia is a beta test of what they want for all of us. And that's sad to me. You know, and that's why Austin and I constantly come out and we constantly try to tell you guys the truth. And it's difficult to come in and tell you the different things that we're going through personally and difficult things to tell you what's happening from a, how should I say, economic standpoint and health standpoint of the country and try to maintain a positive perspective. And that's why we always talk about Jesus, because without Christ, there's no hope. There isn't. And I'm not talking about some Masonic leader walking around telling you name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a real relationship with Jesus, the author, the finisher, and the perfecter of our faith. That's who we have to look to right now. Very, very important. Austin, what do you think, buddy? What's your next story?
Well, Australia is the perfect example of why you never, ever disarm under any circumstances whatsoever. I've said that repeatedly, and I will stand by that forever. Australia gave up their firearms in the 90s under a false flag shooting and literally willingly turned in their firearms because they were told it was for the betterment of society and that the government would protect them with better law enforcement, which obviously, as you can see now, 25 years later, that was a complete and total lie. And this is why it's so important that you never believe anybody, ever, if they tell you you need to give up your guns for your protection. Not one single time in recorded history can I find an incident where somebody is trying to disarm another group for their protection. It is always and always because they want to take your guns because they know you will shoot them for what they're going to do to you in the future. Think about that for a second. That's why they want the firearms. That's why we can never give up our weapons here. That is why we can never, ever compromise. There's so many things that the ATF are trying to do now, and I've told numerous people, should do not comply. Lawsuit. We're just going to keep filing lawsuits. There's numerous groups that I support. I mean, they're bad enough. There is no more compliance with this. The United States has over what? I think they say anywhere between 400 and 600 million firearms in the United States with a couple trillion, I think 3 to 4 trillion rounds of ammunition. If the Second Amendment gun owners were a real problem and we were causing a bunch of chaos, you would know we were causing a whole bunch of chaos. You would have to try to trump up fake articles and fake news stories and fake insurrection stories and say, we were the ones that are doing all the problems. No, we're not. You would know it real quick if we were the ones doing all the problems. It'd be abundantly clear. But again, now you see that the bill they're still trying to push through, by the way, if anybody has seen that yet, the H.R. 490, which I think Ammo Today did another article on it. They're getting ready to introduce that, which is basically the Secretary of Homeland Security to ensure that any individual traveling on a flight that departs from or arrives to an airport inside the United States or territory is fully vaccinated and for other purposes. Now, we've talked about this bill in detail. I'm still trying to get some actual information on what the heck's going on with this bill. Now, one thing about it is, and here's the thing that I have found. You guys have already heard reports about this. This has been introduced multiple times. That if you go on a no-fly list, you go on a no-gun-buy list. They've talked about this numerous times now. If you go on a no-fly list, you go on a no-gun-buy list. And they've tried to introduce that, and they have not gotten it passed. Watch out for these bills. And when they come out, we got to read them thoroughly and make sure under no circumstances that we allow them to get passed, especially when it comes down to our state representatives that are saying no, absolutely not. Because it's highly probable that they're going to roll a bill out pretty soon that essentially is going to say if you're not vaccinated in some way, shape, or form, you're not going to be able to purchase a firearm. And then what it'll do is then it'll come back in and say, well, you're not allowed to be in possession of a firearm. Remember what they've already done now with the red flag gun laws. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you have a neighbor snitch on you and say, oh, well, you know, John down the street, I think he's being overly aggressive and he may be a danger to himself or others. And then literally the judge signs a red flag gun law behind your back. You don't even know. And all of a sudden law enforcement shows up and says, dude, we got to confiscate all your firearms. And now you got to come to court and defend yourself that you haven't done anything wrong, even though you're completely innocent still. That's where we're already at, guys. That's why I said, you think we start giving up firearms? You think we start registering firearms? You think we start coming in and letting them tell us what accessories and what stocks and what optics and what grips we can have on them? You think under any circumstances that it's going to stop there? It's not going to stop there. It hasn't stopped there since 1968. Heck, if you want to get into it, it hasn't stopped since 1934, the NFA Act, especially after 1986 with the Firearm Protection Act. No new manufacturing machine guns and civilian populace purchasing. Give me a break. But yeah, we just did the largest machine gun transfer in recorded history to the Taliban, and yet we're supposed to be okay with that, right? My question is, I just want to have the same guns that the Taliban terrorists are getting via my taxpayer dollars. I don't think that's asking for a whole lot, is it? Is that a big stretch of the imagination to request that? I don't think so. And as we see more and more things develop, it should become more and more evident on why compliance under any levels is not something that's going to be conducive to a republic in this country, including the restrictions, the lockdown, the passes. There's been reports now, I've heard chatter, and I can't verify it yet. There's been people talking about the real ID driver's license, right? The one that's supposed to have a chip in it, I think by like 2025, 2026. They're talking about how that's going to be basically also your vaccine passport now. They're talking about having a chip card. Basically, you have to have your card with you. Because remember, the phones, I told you guys before, I said it's very difficult to have a vaccine passport on a phone because what happens if you don't bring your phone with you? What happens if you don't use a phone? So they're going to try to make something that you're supposed to keep with you all the time. And your driver's license, technically, you're supposed to have with you when you're out and about driving. So that's going to be a one way they're going to do it. And then it makes sense why the real ID pad – you know, bill was passed to put these microchips in these driver's licenses because you can walk up, scan your driver's license. Oh, you're good to go. You've had your 72nd vaccine for the COVID 2028. You're good to go now. You go, oh, I barely walk. I'm so sick. I need some food. Oh, that's good. By the way, though, you're due for your next COVID shot next week. So make sure you come in and get it. You go, I can't get out of bed to come get food, dude. You want me to get another shot? Oh, yeah, it's for your health, bud. You understand, it's for your protection. And you got to get the shot, too, because it's for everybody else's protection. You know, you don't want to be a grandma killer, do you? You get the shot for everybody else's protection. Okay, I'll be back for my next injection. Hopefully I can get out of bed and I don't die yet. Ugh. That's where they're going to take this. And the sad part is, as Paul Craig Roberts said, it's not the medical community stupid. It's the individuals that are operating in blind fear. Blind fear causes stupidity. Blind fear causes hesitation. Blind fear causes compliance without any questioning. That's what it does. And when people start coming in, they start saying, it doesn't matter what it is. You have to get the shot because it's protection of everybody else. You have to do it for her protection and their protection. You have to be a good little community person now. That's why you get the shot. The funny thing about it is now, what Dad was talking about earlier, another condition they're talking about is antibody-dependent auto attack, ADAA, which Big Pharma is now in the process of creating a new pharmaceutical to treat it. A preprint study appearing on the BioRxIV website explains that the anti-spike antibodies induced by the virus injections can have a pathogenic effect through binding to sick lung epithelium cells and misleading immune responses to attack the cells. Thus, researchers are working on a new drug candidate to both prevent and treat the potentially deadly phenomenon that's being induced by the injection. The drug candidate is a formulation comprising of NANA-ME, an analog, the paper explains, acts through a unique mechanism of action, which is repairment of the missing celiac acid on sick lung epithelial cells. By blocking the antibodies from binding to sick cells, the drug candidate, research say, reduced the rate of sickness and death among those who are taking the COVID injection, in accordance with government recommendations. Can you even make this up? So just to clarify that, if you missed it, they're now going to make a drug that allows you to not get as sick when you take the injection, because the injection is so toxic and it's having such a negative side effect. So now they're going to say, well, you took the shot because it stops COVID. Kind of, not really. Actually, it doesn't, but you took it because you're a good peasant. And you need to take this drug now we're going to prescribe to you to stop the side effects from the drug. But by the way, we got another shot you got to take again because COVID-22 is out. I know you forgot about that one. The COVID-22, the fourth booster's out. So we're going to prescribe you another round of these drugs, and you got to take these drugs right before you take the injection so you don't die from the shot. This is nothing more than a gigantic pharmaceutical scam run amok to the furthest levels of insanity. That's what we're seeing now. Obviously, there's a problem with side effects from this injection. Obviously, it's not working. Obviously, it's spreading more variants, they want to call it, of COVID-19. So, my friends, do me a favor. Use your brain. Try to wake other people up. This isn't a conspiracy anymore. I had people yell and scream and cuss at me and write me some of those vile emails last year when I called this out for what's going on. And exactly what I said was going to happen is starting to happen. I had people telling me that I was a complete and total grandma killer and I need to stop talking on the radio, that there was no reason for me to keep talking because I was completely wrong about everything and the government was doing it for our protection and the vaccine was needed. Well, those emails haven't really aged well, have they? All that rhetoric, and quite frankly, I think a lot of that was trolls that was trying to basically put me down to make me not say anything. Quite frankly, I've told you guys before, when I get those emails, usually within the first half of the sentence, I already delete it because I can already see where the email's going. You can tell people's demeanor when they start an email out, and so I just delete them. I get hundreds of emails a day. I have no interest in reading propaganda and rhetoric from morons that are simply being trolls. Now, I have great emails from great customers that send me stuff all the time, talking to me about certain things they find. They send me links. They send me articles. Sometimes they uplift me. That's nice to get occasionally, you know, considering how much other negative stuff we get. And so it's nice now to see so many people starting to wake up and starting to realize this isn't a game anymore. This isn't a joke anymore. This is a very serious problem that's happening right now. And I know a lot of people, some of them made the mistake with getting this shot already. Now you're seeing what I've already told you. This isn't going to stop. France has 8 slots on their vaccine passport. 8 slots, guys. The CDC one has 4 slots on the paper one. Let's be real. Let's use our brains. Let's use deductive reasoning that God gave us and say, is this really a good idea? Is this really in our best interest? Or is this something they're doing to completely cripple the entire populace, take them under control as far as from the health standpoint? Because remember, once you start going in and you start essentially getting unbelievably sick, you don't really want to fight much. You don't want to really resist much. When you feel absolutely horrible, you just want to lay down and sleep. I mean, everybody's been there. And now we see the lies coming out on top of more lies. Now the CDC, they put out a study from Yahoo Finance. This is the title of the study, which, by the way, is totally bogus. I actually looked at the numbers on it. It says Yahoo Finance published an article with the headline, "Unvaccinated LA residents were 29 times more likely to be hospitalized with COVID-19 CDC study." Well, obviously, those numbers, you couldn't even legitimately come up with those numbers. I mean, that's so far-fetched. And here's how they did the numbers. Here's how they twisted them. Looking at a screenshot of the CDC release, you can see the definitions for what they consider fully vaccinated, partially vaccinated, unvaccinated. According to the chart, via the CDC's own words, unvaccinated means 14 days after the first dose of the second dose or the first dose of the single dose if no vaccination registry was available. Meaning, if you got the second dose and it was 14 days or longer after your second dose, they categorized you as unvaccinated. I'm not joking. You can look it up on the CDC study. So what they literally did was, if you hadn't been shot up literally right then and there within a few days, 14 days later, you're on a vaccinated case. And so what they did was they massively blew the numbers up. They said that fully vaccinated individuals had 10,895 total cases. Unvaccinated individuals were 30,809 cases. Now, when you start looking at the true numbers, you realize it's all a complete lie. But here's the problem. The heading that Yahoo came out with, the title that Yahoo published, which was complete and total lie, unvaccinated LA residents were 29 times more likely to be hospitalized with COVID-19. 90 to 95% of people don't read further than the first paragraph. That's just a fact. I learned that in marketing. If you can't catch the customer, you can't catch the client in the first paragraph, they're going to go somewhere else. So the problem is nowadays, people's attention span is so short because they've got so many dopamine triggers all the time. They read for about 2 to 3 seconds. That's it, 2 to 3 seconds, bam, bam, bam. That's why the commercials, that's why the flickering, that's why the YouTube videos, that's why the music videos. Everything's always real fast. Most people are never going to read this research study from CDC, and nobody's ever going to look at the real numbers. They're going to look at the headline. They're going to go, oh, my gosh, L.A. is going down because nobody's being vaccinated, which is a complete and total lie. So it's very, very important, my friends, that you question everything. That's why I've encouraged you, do your own research. Just like I told you that article yesterday from the Vietnam study with the individuals that were fully vaccinated in the entire hospital. And they basically were carrying 251 times more viral load than people were the summer before that basically were contracting it naturally. The individuals that are getting injected are being allowed, their bodies are being able to hold much more of the virus because of the injection, and they're still staying mildly functional. It's like I told you, when I went down to Miami, that's where I contracted this. One of the guys I found out, I was in a test drive with a car about 15 minutes. And I didn't realize he'd basically been injected. He was wearing a mask. He doesn't wear a mask. I'm not wearing a mask. He's like, I got to wear a mask. Talking about how sick he's feeling later on after we get out of the car. I feel horrible. I'm like, well, you've been tested? Oh, I'm tested negative, man, but I feel horrible. I can't get out of bed. I'm like, oh, man, I was in the car with you for 15 minutes. This is a horrible decision on my part. We're going to see how this goes. And sure enough, I caught the crud that he had. But he didn't have COVID technically. He tested negative. He's walking around like a dripping spike protein petri dish, infecting everybody in his path. That's why he feels so horrible. That's why he can't get out of bed. That's why he has no energy. That's why he has brain fog, because he's literally a dripping spike protein everywhere, infecting everybody he comes in contact with. That is why it is crucial you keep your immune system up. And I mean, I'm blessed that I have a strong resilience. I can bounce back from stuff, but it put me down for about 2 days. I still did the show. You guys know that. I love my listeners. I love my Health Masters family. So again, my friends, stay strong, stay prepped, continue to keep your immune system strong, keep drinking purified water. That's one of the biggest things I keep telling everybody. Rest and staying hydrated. Those two factors are super important alongside the immune system supplements with the C, the D, the zinc, and the N-acetylcysteine, because the N-acetylcysteine helps to break up the mucus buildup in the lungs, which is one of the reasons why a lot of people go to the hospital. They start getting a horrible cough, and their lungs start filling up, and then turns into pneumonia. That's something you want to stay away from as much as possible, and the NAC works great for that. So thank you again, my friends, for the support of Health Masters.